Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V. with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out, a podcast where ladies of Wildin' Out control the mic. It's our world from our perspective. I'm your girl, Justina Valentine. I got my two very talented sisters, B. Simone and Pretty V. And we in the building, and you know, it's the ladies running the world. So what's up, sis? What's going
yes,
on?
Hey,
going
baby girl. What they do.
Because I'm what?
What they do.
Let's get into it.
So...
V, your voice sounds so scratchy. What you been up to?
You said me or B?
You.
V, you sound all scratchy.
Oh, when I tell you, I just came out from Colorado. Like, you feel me? Like, I was out there. We had a great time.
So what was you doing in Colorado?
Was in the mountains?
Just hanging out. Like, I needed it. Like, so I work with Mayelle, this big beauty brand, and she's always like, we did Cabo last year, and then she was like, y'all want to go on Colorado? I was like, girl, let's do it. So I packed my three city trends luggages. It's sold at City Trends. Y'all go get it. And I went out there and had the time of my life, y'all. I needed it.
I love it. I seen you twerking in the snow.
You see me twerking,
I was like,
in the
okay,
snow.
Booty.
Oh my God.
You look so cute. Y'all go to Venus page and see that video because it's so funny. My girl is so funny.
Oh my God.
You know,
I literally be in the bed laughing at Venus videos out loud. You know when you comment on somebody's video, LOL, or the laughing emojis, and you're not even laughing?
Right, you just do the Vina.
You just comment. Right. I really be watching Vina like, bruh, oh my God.
B.
Oh, she is so funny.
B, you understand, when I sent you that video, I was just like, I have to send it to B because I already know.
First of all, y'all, Vina is so annoying. She was like, what should my caption be? I'll give her a whole caption, fire, emojis, dot, 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 explanation point, space bar, space bar. I go to the post, don't use none of my shit.
You know what's funny, V? Because your captions do be really long. So I'm like, I know.
I don't give her captions no more. Don't ask me for shit. What's your caption?
Because she's not using it.
I don't know.
I get on B. Simone nerves like this. I'm like, girl, what you doing? She's like, girl, you just called me for like one thing. We already talked about that. No, girl, so how your day? It's like, Vina, get off my phone.
I be like, V, I have to go. I called her when she was in Colorado. Oh, no, she called me. Checking in, was, you know, catching up or whatever. I'm like, okay, girl, I love you. Like, I'm about to go to bed. Okay, but what you doing? Vina. Nothing. I'm going to sleep. Okay, but don't hang up on me. If you hang up on me, like, that's disrespectful. So, like.
Like, you hang up, like, we not really friends. 1, 2, 3. Like, what? Girl. So, yeah,
you always like to be on the phone, V. You always stay
like
on a FaceTime with
She's
a friend.
She's always on the phone with somebody.
Yes, she is.
I love it. But my day, my weekend and my week has been phenomenal. I mean, how y'all doing? Justina, what's going on? How Jersey?
I'm doing good. I know it looks a little crazy. I mean, the people can't see, but y'all can see. I'm in my little production room, so it's like a lot going on in here. It's a little cramped. But Jersey's good. It's a little cold. Got a little snow. But I know you're coming out here soon, so I can't wait to link up with you. Like you said, you're going to bring the Timbs and the bubble. Don't embarrass me when you come out here.
I'll be there Friday. I'm in the city. You feel me? I'm in the town. Bubble Jacket and Timbs. You heard? What are you talking about?
Okay.
I'll be in the city. Bodega run. Yeah, bodega.
Chop cheese. Little chop cheesy. And speaking of New York, our guest is from New York today. So I know
Hershey's from Harlem. Hershey grew up in Brooklyn, lived in Harlem.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I know she know how to move around all those New York streets.
Yeah. Who wants to introduce our guest? I'm excited that she's here. I've never met her. I can't wait to meet her.
All right, honey, we got Zaynab Johnson. I'm about to come up on this Women of Wildin' Out podcast. Oh, I'm excited to hear more about sis, you know, so... Zaynab, what's going on, sis?
Hell
what's going on, sis? Zaynab in the building. We need to meet, sis. Stand-up comedian, hosting.
Hey!
up, comedian, host, actress, writer, okay?
You know, just trying to create generational wealth.
Hello, I know you're right.
That's what's up.
I know you're right. How you feeling?
That's what's up.
I feel really good, actually. I mean, it's early in the morning. I don't know what, well, Justine, you're in Jersey. I don't know where everybody
else is.
Yeah, so it's
like 12,
yep. Yeah, but I'm in LA, so it's early.
Oh, okay. Are you based out there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We in Atlanta with it, so it's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You look
okay.
Like you're on set right now, Zainab. Are you working today?
Yeah, I am on set, but I'm in like a, I'm in just one of their like conference rooms. Like one of the production office conference rooms. Yeah. Yeah.
You are so funny and talented. Like I was watching one of the sets you did on the late night show and you were talking about how you were in like second grade and I think your mom was on like her 10th kid and you were like, nah, you was like, I sat my mom down and was like, you have to get your tubes tied. And you're like, I don't know how I knew that in second grade.
Yeah, when I was in second grade, there wasn't Google. You know that, so that means I opened up an encyclopedia and was like, we got to fix this problem.
So the people that don't know Zainab, tell us about yourself. Pretty V did a bomb ass introduction, but so the people that don't know your story, where you're from, what you do in this entertainment world, just give us a little bit of background of who you are.
I was born in New York. I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in Harlem. I moved to LA like shortly after college. I didn't know I was going to be a comedian. Like I'm a stand-up comedian. I love it. And I didn't know I was going to be a comedian, but my best friend at the time was moving to LA. She was trying to be a rapper. And she was like, I'm going to move to LA and be famous. And I'm like, damn, I can't let her be famous without me. And so that's what got me. Yeah.
So you're from New York. You've done New York and LA comedy from East Coast to West Coast. Every place is different. Me being a stand-up comedian, you could say a joke in New York, it hit. You say it in LA, they're like, that's not funny out here.
Right.
Like, what coast do you like better? You like more LA vibe or New York vibe, like with the audience?
I can't.
I know you're gonna say New York. You're gonna say New York because you, right?
No. New York is like, New York is built for comedy.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Okay. Like they go there. They built for comedy. Mm-hmm. They like funny. They don't care who you are, but they just good. Like to be. You know, LA is. You know, every single thing, like comedy is just like a subset of life, right?
Okay.
And so LA, what, they be bougie out here. They be wanting to look good. You be wanting to be with a celebrity. So that's going to exist everywhere. So sometimes people at a comedy show in LA, I remember even when I did the all deaf taping, the thing that I hated about that taping was, and you know, the whole part of like HBO, Russell's brand at the time was like models, cute, whatever. But it's like, you can't feel like you're too cute to laugh. Like that's no fun.
It's no fun.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't care where you're at. Like one of my best shows was in Ohio. Cause they was just there ready. Like to laugh. Like we ain't got shit else going on, sis. Make us laugh.
Right.
Make us laugh.
Yeah.
And that's my problem on a first date. I'm not afraid to laugh. So I'd be like,
right.
Like it's date one.
Right.
Relax. Bitch. Do the cute shit. Do the LA shit.
It ain't nothing going on in Ohio. Okay. Toledo. Ain't nowhere, baby. So I know you did a good job doing that. Them shows out there, boo boo. Mm-hmm. But no, can I call you Z? Z?
Okay. Yeah, you could call me Z.
Do you
sure.
feel like it's harder for women in comedy to be successful, and especially being a woman of color? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Like, it's very, I mean, even women, like, guys could get up on stage and talk about their dicks. They could, you know what I'm saying? They could be really raunchy and nasty and all of that stuff. And women, the moment they do it, it's kind of, like, perceived as, you know, like, oh, she ain't funny. Mm. But yeah. I think if you think about it like a numbers game, right? Like, I don't think people realize this, but, like, you see 100 guys and 3 of them are not funny, then you're not going to think, like, oh, men are not funny, right? Because you see 97 guys that you think are funny. But if you only see 3 women and you think all 3 of them are funny, then you think 100% of women are not funny.
Wow.
You know? And so okay. I just think that that's, like, it's just a skew. People don't realize that they're seeing way less of us. And then out of 3 women, you're lucky if you see on a main stage, you're lucky if you see a woman of color.
Right. You're lucky if you see 3 women. I feel like there's always that a stage full of guys and then they put 1 girl. I'm like, where the ladies at?
Yeah. If you see 3 women, it's a ladies' night.
Right. It's the ladies' night tour or whatever.
It's Valentine's Day. It's Mother's Day. It's
something. Right. You know what it is. We're here with Zainab, and she is giving us so many jewels, and we're loving it. But y'all, don't move. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about censorship and where's the best place to do comedy at.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? We're back with Zaynab, B. Simone, Pretty V. I'm your girl, Justina Valentine. And, you know, we'd love to see a strong woman in the building, killing it and repping for the ladies. And she has such an interesting backstory. So let's just keep getting into it. Z, being, like, Muslim, did your family ever have a problem with you, like, maybe telling certain jokes, or if it was a little sexual, or if you wanted to dress a little risque, or were they just always understanding of it?
Yeah, my family is pretty understanding. I talk about my family on stage all the time, so they, like, they be just trying to get into jokes, you know? Like, they want to be celebrated on stage. But when I was younger, my dad used to give me a hard time. Like, I used to try and, like, take off my kimar. I would wear, like, short sleeve shirts, and my dad used to give me a hard time. But he passed away, so now I could pop my pussy if I want.
You're like, I'm free to say whatever. Do you let your family come to your shows, though? Like, your older families, you don't get scared if you have, like, a sexual joke and your mom is there, or your older brother, or you don't get uncomfortable? That's a struggle for me.
No, I don't get on. No, I mean, listen, I am who I am. I mean, I feel like there's no other time like now where everybody, like, more freedom than any other time that has ever existed for us to, like, be who we are, and you take it or you leave it. And I think there's this, like, pressure that, like, your family is the begin all and end all of everything. And they're not. Like, if my mom don't like something, it's like, okay, mom, I love you. You my mom, but I'm about to do this joke.
That's how I am too, though. Like, okay, girl, well, I don't know what to tell you. I got a dick joke. So. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, also, my mom got 13 kids. So if she pretend like she don't know what fucking is, like, it's like, come on, lady. Yeah.
Come on,
you've
mom.
Been there.
Yeah, you was getting it in. Like you said, at least someone was like, oh, your parents was having a lot of sex. You're like, I don't know, but at least 13 times.
Yeah.
At least 13 good times. Mama,
at least 13.
My mama don't come to my show at all, because what I will be hearing is Psalm 27 on the way back to the house. So I just rather stay. Okay?
Like, you need to read Genesis 1 and 1 in the beginning. Start at the top.
Yeah, exactly. So she don't even come to my show. So Z, what motivates you? Like, what keeps you motivated in this business?
I really do feel like I have something to say. Like, I feel like the conversation is never quite... like, if we talk about, like, legacy and stuff like that, I just feel like there's not, like, an accurate representation of, like, all that exists. I know we say women of color, but I'm going to just say Black women.
Yeah.
If that's okay. I just feel like we Absolutely. Always have to, like, include everybody. And it's like, no, this is something very specific to us. I don't know. I just feel like the conversation is always, like, not leveled properly. And I just feel like I have something special to add to that, and that motivates me. And then when people confirm it, I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah, that's the best feeling.
I love that
world.
Confirmation, honey. I love that.
Like, you so funny. Yeah. I'm like, for real, what I
right,
say?
Right. Right. And when you just get somebody,
do you have a boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You got a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay, you just single.
You said something single. Really funny. Yeah. In one of your sets, you were like,
I like how you asked that, though.
You never know.
You just slid in there. You were like, you're like, I wish you could pick if you want to be gay. You were like, because then this wouldn't be a comedy show. It'd be a TED Talk. You said, I'm a Black woman. I'm Muslim. And if I was gay, imagine that. And I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, because you know, oh, damn, she broke. Okay, because you know the industry. I'm sure y'all be in meetings. Y'all be in meetings and they be asking y'all what y'all want to do and what you want to make and da-da-da. They be looking at y'all numbers and then they break us down to statistics, you know?
Yep.
And it just is what it is. It's like, oh, we going to reach a Black demo, the female demo, the Muslim demo, the gay demo. Get this lady a show.
Give her you know? A show.
Yeah, they don't care what the show is about, but they, you know, demos are like dollar signs. So it's like, who can
100%.
We reach?
Who are we reaching?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a type in someone that you look to date, or
would you date a comedian?
Yes,
I probably won't date a comedian because, well, one, I feel like you got to be funnier than me.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, we got, and a lot of my friends are, you know, male comedians, and I think that it's like they're either my friends or you got to be funnier than me. And I don't know. Comedians, like, we're toxic. Can I say that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
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 Because we put everything in our comedy.
Everything. Yeah, I think you have to be, though, to find the humor in everything that's so, like,
everything,
in all the ugliness, to find the humor, there has to be something, yeah. You know? So, no, also, comedians, let's be honest, ladies, comedians be broke at a certain level.
Right.
You're like, are we talking about Kevin Hart or the guy that's up and coming?
Yeah, you really got to believe, and I'm past that point of, like, you know, believing in potential. Like, in my dating life, I'm past the... Like, he got potential, y'all. It's I'm like, but no.
Yeah, and then
he gotta have
me. And niggas be mad when they book, when you book, and they ain't. It's like, all right, so what you doing? Like, watching cartoons? Like, what we on? Like, I'm over here just did a whole show. Like, you straight? Like, yeah.
You playing the game.
Playing the game. Like,
but I will date another artist. Like, it don't have to be a comedian because I just don't want to share that space with you. But I'll date an artist. Like, I'll date a musician or, like, a writer.
You know, I'll date a rapper, a little 21 Savage.
I would not.
Right. He don't seem like your type at all.
Rappers are scary. Rappers, nah. I can't rappers,
you have so much damn fucking content.
Z, what does your husband or whoever you may date has to be Muslim? Do they have to be equally yoked, or could it be a Christian? Could it be Buddha? Like, how do
they could be Christian? Like, yeah, my husband could be Christian. I mean, it depends. If they real, if they slapping that Bible in my face every single day, then it's not going to work, because it would be easy if they were Muslim, but I'm kind of open to, like, oh, as long as you believe in God.
Yeah,
I don't think I could take nobody that's like, nah, it's just me. That's, I control
right.
it.
Right. No, ma'am. So when you're on your face, what's going to happen? Oh, I could control it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your love language? Do you know? I had a talk with my Uber driver yesterday about this. This is Sister Rand.
Is it the
question.
One you? Do you know your love? Is language? It the one you gave? It's not.
I love it.
Huh?
I said that's the one you give.
Okay,
you
so there's five love languages, y'all. There's a book out on it. Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch. Mm-hmm. What are the other two?
Gifts,
and acts of service.
Oh, I thought that was.
What's your number one?
I was about to say, I'm kind of selfish. Like, I need all of those things. But I think the biggest thing for me is probably quality time.
Really?
I like
quality. And then I think the thing that I could give up, of course, first are, like, gifts. I could give that
up. Me too.
Like,
that's my last one.
Yeah. If he had everything else and he just can't give me nothing, it's like, I'm working.
We could get it. My number one is words of affirmation.
Yeah.
I love just hearing you're doing good. I'm so proud of you. You're love beautiful. That. Like, just tell me.
Yeah. What's your sign?
She Aries.
What am I?
Oh, I'm an Aries too.
What's your birthday?
March 22nd.
April 5th.
April 5th.
Oh, okay. That's it. I don't need words of affirmation. I mean, I don't want you, like, verbally abusing me, but I'm so, like,
confident.
I don't want to say,
like,
confident, but I'm really self-sufficient. Like, I'm really self-sufficient. Like, can you do it? I could do it. Like, I'm really aware. Like, I know when I can't do something, I know. So I don't really need somebody to tell me that I can do something. I'm like, okay, that doesn't really motivate me.
Yeah. I
love words of affirmation.
I just love hearing it.
I love words of affirmation, but you could slide me that gift first, though. You feel me? And then we can holler at each other in a little bit. I'm a Libra, so you know how
to slide a little giffy gift.
You're annoying.
Libra.
Do you have any bad dating stories, Z? Like, just a crazy dating story that you ever put in a set or...
I'm sure I've had a bad dating story. Right now I'm talking about a guy who I really liked, and he was Muslim, but he had a small dick, and that was unfortunate. Wow. Yeah.
Was it hard? It was hard. It was hard to, like, you can just be like, okay, do this, do that, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because he didn't think he had a small dick. So he, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, and it was like misleading. Around. It was misleading too, because he has such a nice body and beautiful abs. You know, when you have, like, 8-pack, you just feel like that V is going to lead to something promising. Big. Yeah.
Do you think he really didn't know it was small, or do you think he was just, like, making up for his lack of confidence that he just had to act like he thought he had something good going on down there?
No, I think he really didn't know it was small.
Really?
It was quite surprising because I was like
when you say small, like 4 inches, like how small, like
noticeably five? Noticeably small enough where I kind of let out a scream when I saw. I was like, ah!
No, you didn't. Like,
yeah.
Frank.
he probably took the scream the wrong way. He probably thought the scream was
Are you the type of person that if you see it's small, you're like, oh, we not doing this. Or you're like, fuck it, I got to do it. We already here.
I'm not fuck it, we already here, but I'll try to find a way to still, like, I got to love you first before I can even do it. So I'm already invested when I find out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm real like, oh, I got to have the strongest feelings for you to even be like sexually attracted to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, so I'm stuck. It's like, that's why I scream, because it's scary. Like, oh man, I'm about to already love
Did y'all do it? Did you guys do it?
Yeah, we did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all did it, and like, was it?
I ain't had sex in 7 months.
Like, so you did it, and then y'all quit it, and then like, he hit it, and then it's hit it, and niggas talking
shit. Girl, quit trying to freestyle. This is not going to be
No, we were seeing each other, so we did it, and I faked it because I had feelings for him. I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Aww. So I faked it. His feelings going to be hurt when he hears this. Or did you end up telling him? It just wasn't big enough.
Yeah, because I faked it, and then right after, because he got so confident after the faking, he was real, and I had to be like, well, hold on a second, let's calibrate.
take backs. Let me tell you what just happened.
Z, right.
take it back, run it back.
Z, where he from?
But where's he from? Where's he from? No, I can't. Don't give.
Oh,
I
that's
can't
too much. That's too much.
I just the feeling he's from Queens. That's
no,
why
I want it.
I had a little Queens boo. Hey, Jason.
B, it's too much.
Yeah, Queens. I don't ever go to Queens unless it's to the airport.
Wait, so, okay, what was they saying about the masturbation thing?
Oh, right.
Oh, they said you had a joke big... about masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us? Because B Simone has never came in her life. Oh, sorry, B.
Really?
Yeah, no. Never.
I never had an orgasm and I never masturbated because I tried to masturbate one day and then I like put on a robe. My friend was like, light some candles, drink some wine, like get in the mood. Girl, I felt like it was me and Jesus on a date. I was like, I cannot do this.
But you know what? You know what?
I felt like Jesus was watching, like, bitch. But I don't feel like he watching when happened. I'm doing it to a nigga though.
He be watching. If he watching you masturbate,
I know he do, but I don't feel it. I don't feel him on my neck like I felt with that dildo. Jesus is on my neck. Like, baby girl, you need to go on. And I was too close to my prayer corner. I looked to my right. I said, the Bible is right there.
Honey, I remember when I was like, woo-woo, and my grandma was like this. She was looking at me like this. In the picture frame. I like, that's you, that girl.
Not grandma looking at you.
She looked like, I said, oh, sorry. That, okay. Let me move you out the way, lady.
Mm-mm. So, Z, tell us about it. Tell us about the masturbation story.
I mean, my story was as similar as yours, actually. Like, I felt the same way. And I had a girl, a lesbian, tell me. She was like, oh, how you expect a guy to please you if you don't know how to please yourself?
If you don't know how to please yourself.
Yeah. And then I did the same thing. I waited. And it was in New York. I was in college. And it was a snowy day. So we didn't have to go out. You know what I'm saying? Like, every school was canceled, everything. And I was like, this is the time. I turned on the music. And then I just started thinking, like, damn, do I have to pay that light bill? Did I pay my electric? Like, that's what I just started thinking about
random shit
in my life. Yeah, and that was like right after my father passed away. So I was like, oh my God, he's so disappointed. Like, I had all of that shame. All of that shame associated with it.
I remember.
No, it's okay.
So how did you get past that? Like, when was the first successful masturbation course?
So I was in a relationship and he moved to Atlanta. And so we were long distance for a little while, and he actually bought me a masturbator. See, I don't even know how to call what to call it.
Dildo?
He bought me a masturbator.
No, not a vibrator. A vibrator. He bought me like the little thing.
Yeah.
A little bullet or whatever.
Yeah. And I still don't masturbate because, again, I gotta love you. So I gotta think, you know how people be thinking about their fantasy? Like, if I don't got somebody in my mind that I love, then it ain't nothing.
And I need to be with
me.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I need to be with
that. But have you ever was doing somebody that y'all was talking to and you was thinking about your ex in your mind too? Like, how they was doing it? You ever thought about that? No? Bitch, I done did that.
I done did that
a couple of times. I said, bitch, I ain't gonna be with you because I'm thinking about the last one I just had. Bitch, he was chocolatey. And I'm like, ooh, like, why are you here on top of me? So I was like, okay, I don't really like you, sir.
I hate when Vina talk about sex. I hate it.
Why?
Because I don't see her like that. I see her like a little innocent, fun, goofy child. And she'd be like, yeah, we was doing it. I'm like, I don't want to fucking hear that, you nasty hoe. You don't need to be having sex.
Be the same age.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You act 12.
Okay.
So, Z, what's next for you in your career? What are you trying to manifest? You know I'm the manifest queen, so let me help you manifest. I'm going to give you all the good energy. Not that you need it, because everything you want, you getting. But I can always send you some good vibes.
Oh, I love it. And I take all the vibes, all of them.
Yes,
I'm manifesting a one-hour special.
Come on.
Yeah, I think the world is ready for it, and I'm definitely ready to give it. I'm going to sell a show based on my life, you know, a scripted half-hour comedy. And I feel like it's going, you know, I feel like the show that I'm going to make is going to, like, you know, be culture changing, culture shifting. So, I feel like what I'm trying to show, we ain't seen on TV yet. So,
hello. Good. And if you need anybody to be in a bodega in a corner, it's nothing. Just call me and be.
Let me audition.
Yeah.
I would love to be.
Yeah. Girl,
I would just be the waitress. Here's your water, ma'am.
Y'all, listen. Y'all are so talented and great. Y'all would be more than welcome.
Look, I just need.
Oh, I thought you was about to say, do your own shit. Yeah. Right. No, y'all are so talented. I'm sure your blessing gonna come.
We gotta do shit together. Like, yeah. I think that's the thing. You know, we have to do shit together.
Me and Justina in the bodega, we eating the chips, we good to go.
Girl,
that's the story, okay?
Okay, we're going to send you the good vibe. Well, I have one more question. You're going to give us a quote before you go. Think about that. But my last question is, how long have you been doing stand-up?
I believe this year it'll be 11 years. Oh, 12. Wow. I started in 2010. So
okay,
this year,
okay,
at the end,
okay,
it'll be 12 years. Yeah.
Please send us your schedule. I swear I will pull up. I want to see a show.
Please,
I get so inspired by seeing women on stage.
Mm-hmm. I got another question. How long you been growing your hair?
My hair, I started growing it back in 2017, I think.
How long you had them earrings in? I did not even care about the hair. I just want to say, because you asked a question.
Just wasting time.
Well,
I wanted to know how long she been doing stand-up, because, you know, I asked about stand-up because, you know, it's not a fear anymore, but I definitely do get panicky and anxiety and nervous before I get on stage. It used to be fearful. Like, I used to throw up and shit. But now I'm like, okay, I'm learning to fight through it. So it inspires me. Like, when I see a Jess Hilarious or a Pretty V or whoever on stage doing stand-up, I'm like, I just look like, this is not easy.
Yeah.
So for you to even get up there, I love to see other women do that. So that's why I asked how long you've been doing it. And I would love to come to a show. It just inspires me.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy. But also, I think with, like, you and Pretty V and Just Hilarious, people know who you guys are before they come see you perform, right? And so there's a part of it that's like, they're there rooting for you, but there's also a part of it where you have to meet their expectations, and that can be very scary.
And they're testing you.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come in, they be like, is this bitch funny? I'm like, are you a fan or a heckler? Give me a second. You know, so we definitely have moments where it's like a little crickets, like, okay, I need to punch that up.
Yeah, but I definitely get nervous all the time. And you know what? This will be my quote. It's actually not my quote. It comes from Beyonce, but I always think about it. Beyonce said when she, you know, was first getting big, she was like, if you're not nervous, then you don't care.
Okay. If you're not, that's so true.
That's a caption.
Yeah, if you're not nervous,
that's so true.
Then you don't care. So,
if you're not nervous, you don't care.
Yeah.
And when you stop getting nervous and stop caring, you need to figure out something else to do.
Maybe because I'm always nervous going on the stage. I'm always nervous. When I pick up the phone, if a nigga called me, I'm like, bitch, what did I do? Bitch, I'm nervous during that time. I'm like, what happened, bitch? I'm staying nervous. Like, what's going on? What I did? Like, you know, so.
Oh, my God. Z, we love that quote. We love you. I'm so glad I got to meet you this way. Yeah. You know, and see a side of you. And I'm on your Instagram right now, girl. I done typed it in.
And tell everybody.
Right here, I'm looking at your
post. Tell everybody where they can find you at, Z. Like, you know, all that. What's coming? What's up next? Like, what you got? I know you said you doing all, you manifesting everything that you want. But, like, tell people where they can find you at and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, March 11th, you guys can watch the second season of the show Upload, which is on Amazon. That's the show that I'm on. So March 11th, you can find me on social media, all social media platforms, Zainab Johnson, Z-A-I-N-A-B Johnson. Website is Zainab Johnson. And my website has all my dates. So, you know, check out my website to see when I'm coming to your city, because I'm a treat to see live. I'm a treat.
I know that's right.
I love that. Confident. I love it. I'm a treat to see live.
That inspires me. Uh-huh. Tell us your links, your Instagram, everybody. I'm on your Instagram right now, but tell us where everybody
can find you.
I'll say it again.
Oh, she did? Well, I kind of had to say that because you know why? I said I got to meet this beauty today on the Wild and Out podcast at If It Ain't Popping Up. So, can you spell it? I'm over here trying to post all my stories.
It's Zainab Johnson. So Z-A-I-N-A-B and then Johnson.
Okay.
Did it pop up?
Period. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh.
What is it? Z-A-I.
Nah, no. She said it three times.
I got it. I was on her. What are you talking about?
Z-A-I-N-A-B.
Okay, damn.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That- you know, funny story. I auditioned for Wild N Out.
Oh, talk to me.
Did you?
Let me call.
I auditioned and then they kicked me off. They was like, "You're not good enough," and then brought my ass back.
Let me tell you what Wild N Out did. No, first of all, let me tell you my story before you get off. I lied to get on the show. I said, DC Young Fly, my cousin, and Carlos Miller, my uncle. However it gonna work, it's gonna work. I got on the stage. They told me to be myself. I did my skit thing, Peanut Mama, all these different things. They knew me in there. Then they said, can you rap? So we did a rapping game. I did all that. Couldn't find out. I ain't get a call back.
Never got a call back.
So then I see B. Simone, Jess, everybody. Guys, okay,
and
cool.
Meeting like, where you at? I'm like, girl, I'm like, why did I? They didn't call you? So I'm on a plane. They flying me out to New York, girl.
I say that to say that because, of course, I lied and they, you know, whatever. But I say that it wasn't my time. It wasn't my season to do that. So they called me back two seasons later. And I've been on the show since then. But at that time, I was like, oh, I got it. I'm doing like Peanut. And they're like, okay, you not finna get on the show.
They like, we don't know nothing about that Instagram shit, y'all. This shit ain't funny.
No, I think you got to have a special set of skills to be successful on that show. So don't ever take it for granted.
Right.
But
my
audition was definitely like, do stand up, and I did stand up, and they was feeling. I'm very confident in my stand up. They're like, okay, this is one of the Wild N Out gang. You know, I felt like they enjoyed I felt like I got them with my stand up. And then they was like, okay, this is the game. You gonna play this game? And then I played the game. And they was like, okay, cool. And then they was like, rap. And they gave me a scenario. And they was like, all right, you on stage with Kevin Hart, and he just said this, and da da da. Now go. And I was like.
You are too short. What are you talking?
Yo, I didn't say that.
That's what I do.
I said nothing. I was like, I'm gonna just go.
Was it a big guy? Yeah. What is it? A big guy in your audition? And he had like he was a stuffy dude.
It was definitely Niall.
It was not
a big dude.
First of all, don't do Niall. He is tall and handsome.
Was he scruffy? Was he a scruffy built LA dude?
Was he an asshole? Because now I'm scared to. Oh my god, me and Vina cried every fucking night.
But Z, it was nice talking to you. We love you, our black sister.
Thank you.
You keep doing your thing. Keep being confident. Keep being saucy. And keep breaking down these walls, honey. When the enemy tell you no, baby, God say yes. So let's go. Yes, nice to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Z, thank you for coming. I'm definitely going to come see you in New York keep killing the game. You are so funny. And I know you're just going to take your career like all the way.
You're already killing it.
So thank you for being a guest. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Love you.
Bye.
Shout out to Zainab. We really appreciate her coming through and just imparting her wisdom here in the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. We'll be right back after this break. Keep it locked.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you guys, we are back with the Women of Wild and Out podcast. Yo, Z, I love Z's energy. Like, she is so confident.
She's so beautiful inside. So confident. Oh, my God. I love that. You got to be confident to be a comedian. You got to believe in your jokes, yourself. And I cannot wait to see her live. I'm going to make that a... you know, a goal to see her live.
Yeah, Beast, what about you? You feel like you're special? You're going to get one of those in?
I'm working on it. I think it's time to work towards it. I'm not saying it's time to just throw anything out, but I want to work towards it. I would love to shoot my special in London. I did a show over there in 2020 for New Year's. I did London and we sold out. It was like 400 people. There was literally like 200 people outside. Mm. They treated me like Beyonce when I was over there. I was like, I don't even do this in Atlanta. Right. You know, but... I want to go over to London. I loved the vibe, the energy, the people. I want to do it over there, have a camera crew over there and film it and see what happens. I might drop it myself. I might drop it on my app or a website or, you know, I might hit up LOL Network or hit up, Viacom, hit up Nick. I don't know, you know, but I want to film it and get it out sooner than later. But I'm working on it. You know, you never, when you're working on something big like that, you never feel like you're ready, you know, and even when you feel like you're ready, you always feel like you can fix it. So you got to get that out your mind. Like you got a set, you got an hour, put it together, put it out. Yeah. I'm sure Kevin Hart's first set wasn't the most phenomenal set ever, but he put it together and put it out. So congratulations to Z on, you know, even working on a special. That's a big deal for a comic.
And her and Jess, which is one of our friends, like she's definitely, that's her goal too. Like everybody's just working towards something. And I love it.
Justina, would you ever try stand up?
I would,
I can see Justina doing that.
I can see you doing it.
Yeah, like when I go and do like colleges and stuff, you know, I do the stand up more as like a hosting thing. Like I just freestyle. Like I'll be talking to people in the crowd. Like I don't have like set jokes that I do. But it was one time Khan and Rip were both like an hour late, and I basically did like 40 minutes of just being up there saying anything. Like I did a whole twerk contest and I was just, you know, messing with the kids in the crowd.
Oh, that's a long time, baby. A long ass time.
Yes, because I still wanted to get the bag. But and then one time I wrote a couple jokes. It was me, Khan, and Hitman, and I did like a little like 10-15 minutes. I would definitely do it because, you know, I like being on stage.
Yeah.
I would definitely wanna like sit with some of my peers that do that for real and punch it up and all that. But I would definitely consider it, you know? I think I like better to do the hosting, like bring up the real stand-up comedians.
Instead of doing like a full headliner set,
Right. But when you do it, V, do you do it more hosting or you do like a set like B does?
No, hosting. Like, but I do, it's a set that requires hosting though. So you have to have a couple of jokes to order to make sure
that crowd, like in between.
Yeah. But I'm doing it different this way. I'm doing it my way. I really thought like when I was did my last Chicago show with Ricky Smiley and all these dope legends, I thought it was like amazing because me and D-Ray did it together. But also like I've been watching so many like of Martin Lawrence. We did Def Jam, like just all these different people that I love and admire. And I'm like, you know, I'm gonna do it my way. So I got a show coming up with B, with me and Bruce Boost and Lil Duval, and I think it's gonna be amazing because I'm gonna just like really and truly like really work on my hosting set and really do something where it's like it's me. Like I'm gonna literally bring myself that I do in my kitchen on set. Like I have to do that. Like when I thought about it, when I was sitting here, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. If I got to rent a table out in where we at in Indianapolis, I'm going to have that big. I'm going to throw that shit on the stage. You feel me? And just.
And if you're
confident,
I want to do it my way. And I even vented to B after my Chicago show. And I loved it so bad, like so much to be in front of these people and be beside them. But I was like, it's so much that I have to do to make sure I'm comfortable on stage. Like, I don't even got to be cute on stage. Like, I don't even got to be fly down. Like, bitch, I would come in with my damn booty shorts on and a wife beater and whatever. Because I'm hosting, you know?
Yeah.
So
you got to do what you're comfortable with. But I think I'm with you on that. I'd rather do that, like the hosting stuff and leave like the sets to like, you know, be Simone and Jess.
And how long?
People really do stand up.
And now Martin was doing that Def Comedy for like a long time, right? Hosting that. Yeah, because I heard they tried to throw that to Chris Rock. And Chris Rock was like, not after Martin. You know, so.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so lit. I literally been watching all that on my thing. Like, yo, let me see what I could do different. So
yeah. I'm proud of you, yeah, Z. Thank you. I'm proud of y'all. Yeah. I'm proud of Z. Good yes. luck, Z. We had an amazing show today with her. Y'all, this is the Women of Wild and Out podcast. I'm your girl, B. Simone. Got my girl, Pretty V.
What they do?
And Justina Valentine.
You're damn
we will
right.
see y'all next time. Love ya.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.